In multiple emails, he comments on Trump's leadership of the birther movement, calling it racist, writing in one, quoting, quote, there is nothing he can say that will sway black voters. He takes us for idiots. He can never overcome what he tried to do to Obama with his search for the birth certificate, hoping to force Obama out of the presidency. A senior U.S. intelligence official tells NBC News the site where the emails were posted, DCLeaks.com, not affiliated with WikiLeaks, is believed to be a conduit for Russian intelligence. This is just the latest trove of hacked emails to disrupt the presidential race. There were those internal DNC emails released just before the Democratic convention, which revealed institutional bias against Bernie Sanders and led to the ouster of party chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That leak was claimed by a hacker who goes by the moniker Guccifer 2.0, widely believed to have been made up by the Russian government in an attempt to cover up their own hack. Just yesterday, that same hacker released more DNC documents, including one containing what appears to be the personal cell phone number for vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine. According to a memo obtained by Politico, hackers are also targeting state Democratic Party officials and have successfully breached and impersonated some of them. Interim DNC chair Donna Brazile did not mince words when she holds responsible. Quote, the DNC is the victim of a crime, an illegal cyber attack by Russian state-sponsored agents who seek to harm the Democratic Party and progressive groups in an effort to influence a presidential election. There's one person who stands to benefit from these criminal acts, and that is Donald Trump. It's not just the Democratic Party and other public officials being targeted. Not long after Russian athletes were barred from the Rio Olympics for doping, Russian hackers posted what they say are the drug testing records of gymnast Simone Biles and tennis star Serena Williams.